I left my home in Minnesota to escape a kind of restlessness I couldn't shake after the war. And when I stepped off of the train at Pennsylvania Station, I felt that restlessness even more. All of New York City wanted what was coming next. Everyone was looking for what I was looking for.
Tonight, let's misbehave and take what happens to the grave. No matter what you crave, the city's reignited. The Great War has been won. The Bacchanalia has begun. Manhattan's come undone, but everyone's in.
The practical thing was to find rooms in Manhattan. Turns out, Manhattan's expensive. So when I heard of a cottage on the grounds of a Long Island mansion for 80 bucks a month, I jumped on it.
A rumor's going round about a mansion on the Sound
City's found another John Jacob Astor.
He opens up his place, then disappears without a trace. His party's at the pace.
The shoreline. Here's what I'll never forget. There was my neighbor standing in silhouette. He was reaching across the water, his arms stretched to the sky. And then he was gone, and I was left to wonder why. I turned back to my cottage. What was he reaching for? Then a letter from my neighbor fell to the floor. The honor would be entirely mine if you would attend my next little party. Yours, Jay Gatsby. The very first time I saw Gatsby's name, if only I knew, then I would never be the